For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Is it me or is there just a little bit of touch of fall in the air today? I mean, it's gorgeous blue skies outside and it's 81 degrees, but something feels a little different. Maybe it's the lower humidity that we're not accustomed to here in Atlanta, but I am sure enjoying it today. Well, if you're a fan of TLC's Trading Spaces, you're going to love this hour. I have Brett Tudor on the line, and Brett is the new host and head carpenter for Trading Spaces. And Brett, I want to thank you for joining us on the line and spending a little while with us today.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're not hard to look at, so I wish that you were in studio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But, I'll be there soon enough, it sounds like.
Yeah, you're going to be at the Atlanta Home Show in a couple of weeks. And so you're going to be speaking at the main stage all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So folks can hear you speak about trading spaces and what they can do to their own home. And that's going to be great. And we'll talk a little bit about that in just a minute. But I'm reading about your past, and what haven't you actually done? I mean, it would take less time to talk about what you haven't done. You have been around the world twice. You've worked with the Peace Corps. You've worked with Habitat for Humanity. You have your own inspection business that's in three different states. You're a carpenter. You were a pro golfer by the age of 15, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, you're a big outdoors guy. You've done it all.
Yeah, I still can't cook Brussels sprouts, though.
Well, you know, with everything, I think we can just forget that. You don't need to.
I'm learning. I got a lot to learn in the kitchen, that's for sure, but. That's what I'm trying to tackle now, but I'm pretty bad at cooking, that's for sure.
Well, you can find somebody to help you out with that. Well, let's talk about Trading Spaces and the new season, and let's talk a little bit behind the scenes, because I've watched some of these shows, and I'll be honest with you, there's no way I would trust one of my neighbors to take over and redecorate a room in my home. I just couldn't give up that control.
People really underestimate the courage that some of these homeowners have.
Oh, yeah.
Not only us, but their neighbors into their house and just have free reign.
Free reign.
A lot of trust.
Because they can't control what happens in their house, can they?
Not even a little bit. We don't let them.
Oh, my gosh. And so can they tell them what they like and don't like?
Oh, they can say whatever they want, but at the end of the day, we're gonna do what we want to do. You know, I'm just a carpenter. I'm kind of off the hook a little bit, but those designers, you know, it's really up to them what they want to do and how much they want to input, you know, the homeowner's suggestions and things like that. But it's really up to the neighbor and the designer what they're actually gonna do and. You know, that's kind of what makes the show so fun, is when those homeowners move back in and they see the space, it's, you know, that's real life. Those are real life reactions, for better or worse.
Yeah, you never know what reaction you're going to get. In case we have listeners who haven't been fortunate enough to see an episode yet, kind of walk us through what Trading Spaces actually is.
Well, it's the greatest show in the history of the world.
It is.
And yes, so if you haven't seen it, now you have to watch it. But it's really fun. It's just it's a kind of a nice break from a lot of the current TV shows. It's just a fun, lighthearted design show. So you get two neighbors. They switch houses for 2 days. There's a $2,000 budget, and there's two celebrity interior designers, and we have $2,000, 2 days, to renovate one room. And I'm the carpenter as well as Joni Sprague, and we do the best we can. But what we do is we show homeowners what's really possible in 2 days on a $2,000 budget. And I think it's fun to watch for people because, you know, not all of us have the extra time or the extra money to do some of these huge renovations that
right.
you're seeing. And so this is very practical for people, and we show them how to do things that they can absolutely do themselves and afford to do themselves in their own home.
Well, give us some instances on some of the previous episodes, things that you have done that, say, a homeowner listening could tackle themselves that they don't think they can do.
I think people underestimate what they can do. I was just on the Hallmark Channel a couple weeks ago, and we built a wine rack for $10.
Wow.
And it's very minimal tool. So that's one of the things that's fun about this show is that, you know, the budget constraint and the time constraint really forces us to get creative,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it also shows people what they can do with just a few tools. And so if they go back and watch an episode, it was with Sabrina Soto, and I built
Love
the
her.
Same wine rack for her. She's great. She's
yeah.
so wonderful. But she basically gave me a $10 carpentry budget.
Oh, no.
And she wanted a wine rack. And all we did, we drilled some holes in some 2x4s, and we roughed it up and distressed it and stained it dark. We put some succulents in it. You'd have to see the episode, but I think it's a really special show that shows, you know, with a little creativity and a little bit of elbow grease, you can do some pretty cool stuff without having to have a bunch of money.
And thank goodness to Pinterest for helping us out here to show us the different things that you can do.
Absolutely. Tons of ideas.
Tons of ideas. So do the designers really help the homeowners formulate their ideas before they get started? Or do the homeowners or do the neighbors have a plan in mind?
Well, you never know what you're going to get. The truth is, it's always different. Sometimes, like Vern Yin, if you know Vern,
yes.
he was on a bunch of HGTV shows. He's amazing.
He's so talented.
Incredibly meticulous. When
yes.
he comes, he has done everything. He has binders. He has copies of everything. He has the measurements. He had the cut list for carpenter
wow.
for what we were doing, the carpentry work. And the guy is so experienced and so detail-oriented. He plans so much, and he can basically just present this stuff to the homeowners, and they have an idea of what they're doing. He already knows what's going to be good for the homeowners to do and contribute and projects that they can take on. But then sometimes you get, like Ty Pennington, you know, he was one of the original partners,
yes.
and then they had him be a designer on an episode. And if you know anything about Ty Pennington, then you know he's got a lot of energy.
He has. And I don't know where it comes from, but he's like the Energizer Bunny.
He is, and he's the exact opposite of Vern Yin. He's pretty
yes.
unorganized.
They're the yin
so
and the yang.
Yeah, and he's the opposite for sure. And but he just showed up, and we were having to play catch up the whole time because we would build something, and then he would want to change the size of what we were building, and he was kind of doing things on the fly. So with him, it was a bit chaotic, and it gets done, but
in different ways.
The point is that there's just different ways, and it really depends on what designer you get.
Okay, I have to ask you. How many times have you seen it where the homeowner comes in and you have the big reveal and they absolutely hate it?
So I was so lucky. I the last season, I don't know if you saw the one, but there was a couple, and her response was, "Oh, hell no." and that was the worst one from last season. But I wasn't the carpenter on that episode.
You're like, and whew, so thank goodness.
I'm still, you know, I don't have any of those under my belt yet. But we're coming up. We're doing 12 episodes starting in September. So I got a feeling, you know, it's just a numbers game. Somebody's gonna not like it, you know. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm just the carpenter.
Don't underestimate yourself. You're just the carpenter. You're trying to take yourself out of the equation. And
dang right I am.
Yeah. What's it like to be the new kid on the block with such a formulated show that's been so successful for so long on TLC?
It's like being adopted into a highly dysfunctional family. It's you know, they've been doing this for so long, and it's such an eccentric group of people. Mm-hmm. You know, you got Vern and Ty and Carter and Lori, and you know, we got some new kids like Sabrina, but they kind of started Design TV.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
They were the first, and so it's really cool for me to get to work with them, just because, you know, a lot of people can decorate, and a lot of people can kind of design stuff, but I mean, these are kind of the OGs. These are real, real professionals. And it was really cool to get, like, with Genevieve Gordner.
Love her.
She's incredible, and getting to watch her and just the way that she sees things mm-hmm. in her head before she even starts, you start to realize that, you know, you're working with the best in the business. And it was a huge privilege. Everybody was, could not have been sweeter to me and more encouraging and welcoming, but they make you work for it. You know, they know how lucky you are to be there. And I know how lucky I am to be there, but they like to, make you earn that with sweat and a little bit of stress, you know, cause they've been doing it for a decade. So if you watch that first episode of last season with Ty Pennington, you'll see me almost break down in tears because of, and he did it intentionally.
Oh, knowing Ty, yes.
Yes, yeah, he wanted me to, he kind of put me through the ringer on my first episode. But I was going to have a heart attack.
We're going to take a break here, Brett. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about what you do when you're not on set with Trading Spaces. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. It's a gorgeous day outside, and I want to thank everybody for their birthday wishes. I'm having an absolutely fantastic day. It's been wonderful, and I have wonderful plans the rest of the day, but all of your birthday wishes on Twitter and Facebook have made me on cloud nine, so thank you very much. And my guest is Brett Tudor. He is the new carpenter and giving us the behind-the-scenes tour of TLC's Trading Spaces, well, one of my favorite shows. Brett, so you're busy off the set as well, and you're a carpenter, of course, but you're a survival specialist on Disney Channel's TV show Treasure Quest, and you have a home inspector's business. But tell us a little bit about this songwriter and guitar playing in your band.
Did you say it was your birthday? Did I just hear that?
It is.
Happy birthday. Is it actually today?
It's actually today.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Yes, I was. So the Discovery Channel show, I'm not on it anymore. I'm focused on the Trading Spaces stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, I do music with my brother, and we have a band called the Tudor Brothers Band. And
how original.
All original, yeah, only original music. And we've been writing music together since we were in high school. We've just kind of always done it. He was on American Idol a long time ago.
Are you kidding?
No, he's just always had this amazing voice. And then I've always played guitar, and I like to write songs. So, yeah, we just came out with a new single. And I'm nervous about this one because it's the first time that I sing. Because mm-hmm. it was always him, because he's just a better singer, but this is the first time I sing on my own. And so it's a song called Flower Child. It's on iTunes and Spotify.
Okay, great. Flower Child. So people can just go on iTunes and download it.
Absolutely. That'd be great. Yeah, I'd love to hear what everybody thinks. And it's Tudor Brothers Band, T-U-T-O-R. And it's called Flower Child.
Oh, I can't wait to check that out. And you do so much with Habitat for Humanity, and you started your own charity.
Yeah, so a few years ago, we started an organization called Off the Grid International. And it's a small thing. It's no huge organization. I've done home inspections for most of my adult life. And I started a home inspection business in Austin, Texas, maybe 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the guys who work for me just have a similar passion to go help out where we can. And we have a friend who is in the Peace Corps in Panama who was building a birthing house center and helping develop a community in the middle of the jungle in Panama. And so we inspect houses, but we also inspect rainwater systems and wells and termites and
septic
systems. We kind of... Yeah, we do it all. So we thought it would be cool to use that knowledge and those skills and a portion of the business profits to go down alongside the Peace Corps and help them out. We built a few water systems and septic systems.
That is great. We're going to take another break. Sorry to cut you short on that. We're going to take another break. Our final segment with Brett Tudor with Trading Spaces on TLC coming your way next. Stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And thanks for joining us for Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. I hope you're enjoying this absolutely gorgeous day and taking the radio out wherever you are. Maybe you can bring us along with the cell phone, with iHeartRadio or whatever you need to bring us along with you to keep you updated on Atlanta's news, weather, and traffic. We are talking about Trading Spaces and TLCs along with Brett Tudor, who is the lead carpenter. And he is going to be appearing at the 35th annual Fall Atlanta Home Show that's going to be at the Cobb Galleria on September the 7th through the 9th. You can get tickets for that at fallatlantahomeshow.com or buy them right there at the door. There's going to be hundreds of exhibitors plus speakers like Brett. And I'm going to be broadcasting there live Sunday 1 to 3. So, Brett, you and I are going to run into each other again.
Oh, I'm going to get to meet you in person. So
yes.
You're coming on the 9th?
I'm coming on the 9th, yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Well, I'll see you there, then. That'll be fun.
That'll be fun. Okay, so you're a carpenter, and you see all the good things that are happening in the industry and all the bad things. So what are the mistakes that and pitfalls that homeowners can avoid making when they're doing things at home or if they're having a home built? Because real estate and home building is exploding here in the Atlanta area right now.
Well, I think that's great. It's great for the market, and
yeah.
It's great for, you know, for everybody when the housing market booms like that. One thing that people need to be cautious of, though, is when they're hiring a contractor, because when the market's hot like that and there's a lot of homes being built, a lot of people doing renovations, they sometimes it's hard to find experienced contractors. And so one thing that people can get in trouble with is not vetting their contractor and not really – you know, they'll be like, hey, we have this guy, he's great. And they don't maybe take this extra time to really look at their background and experience and reviews and things like that. So really make sure you're getting an experienced contractor, because the reality is it takes more time than people think, and
mm-hmm.
it takes more money than people think.
Yeah.
And the same is for the contractor. So if you don't have somebody who's kind of made those mistakes already, you know, you don't want to learn that alongside your contractor, because that's when you can get in trouble. And so just finding an experienced contractor, and then also just knowing that things take a little longer and cost a little bit more money than what most people anticipate.
Yeah, it doesn't happen as quickly as it does on television.
That's the gospel truth right there.
Okay.
Not even close.
So what are some things that a homeowner might be paying for that really they could be doing themselves?
Well, you know, I think it just kind of depends on the skill set. You know, if you have some carpentry experience and you have some tools, you know, with the internet these days and YouTube, you can really take furniture to the next level. I've learned how to do some things just off of YouTube. And so you can really, really, I taught myself how to weld from YouTube.
Seriously?
And yeah, so like if you really want to, I think furniture, I think people underestimate what they're able to do and what they're able to learn. Obviously be safe and don't try to do things outside of your skill set.
Right.
But at least you can do decorative pieces and art pieces and make picture frames. And like you said, with Pinterest and all that, there's so many cool ideas that you can use and, you know, reusing and painting mason jars or using old beat up boards for wine racks and things like that. There's so much that people can do that you don't got to go to the store and go spend a bunch of money on. And there's a lot of things that that people can do themselves and find a lot of stuff online. But our show, Trading Spaces, is really a great resource for that as well, because that's exactly what we're doing.
And you can see kind of the latest trends that are going on, because the designers are going to, you know, probably lead the homeowners to that.
Absolutely. And it's always changing, you know, like shiplap and that modern farmhouse.
Let me tell you,
really popular.
I'm in love with shiplap.
And so is the rest of the world. It's gorgeous. It's easy. It really can really transform a space. And that's hot right now. But I hear some people talking that that's about to be transitioned out a little bit with modern design. And there's going to be a more Moroccan type feel, more colors coming in.
Okay.
Once again. But I personally always like neutrals.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can go wrong with neutrals and those grays and, you know, like a sage and things like that. But, you know, you get to see, that's the cool thing about Trading Spaces, is that it's really a platform for these designers to try new things. And it's a fun way to see it. And, you know, maybe you love it, maybe you don't, but either way, you're going to get ideas for your own home.
Absolutely. And you can see it, not just in a magazine, but you can see it played out in a home and its functionability in a home to see if it would work for you.
Absolutely. And you can also see how to do it. And what's cool now about Trading Spaces, the reboot, is now we have social media. And so, you know, when they first started,
yeah, that's
you may
true.
See something, but yeah, but now I have people reach out to me and ask me how to build certain things or for certain tips from things they saw on the show. So if a lot of people are contacting me through Instagram. And so if you're watching the show, you can send me a direct message through Instagram and be like, hey, what size bit did you use for the wine bottle next? I'm like, oh, it's a 1 1/8 inch Forster bit.
Okay.
And so little things like that. So it's been fun to really be able to really directly involve the viewers, you know, and it's exciting to see people try stuff at home that we do on the show.
And like you said, you're on such a tight budget for the show, $2,000. Don't underestimate consignment shops and antique shops that have, you know, kind of lower price, maybe some reproduction or lower price antiques that you could paint, recover, repurpose, and use in the house.
Absolutely. And one of my secret weapons is, everybody's going to go there now, but is the damaged return section of IKEA. They have a huge section of, you know, cabinets that didn't have the top, or they just have a top that didn't fit the bottom, or they have returned bed frames and all sorts of stuff. And if you get in there, you can really, I put new cabinets in with it. I've used this really cool kitchen set, and the cabinets were broken, so I used the top as a kitchen countertop, mm-hmm. and or you could use it as a desk. You can really get creative with bases and tops, and there's a lot of stuff in there, and it's incredibly cheap.
Yeah,
because it's technically broken, but you can, you know, with a little bit of a little bit of work, you know, it's easier than building it from scratch. And so that's a really, really great resource that that I think people should go there. I kind of go there first.
Okay.
Great stuff.
I didn't even know they had that section of IKEA, and I live near an IKEA.
I blew it. I the secret's out now.
The secret is out. I'm going to be heading over there this weekend to rummage through. And repurposing is just a great way, and finding those pieces that will work in any room that you can transition from a bedroom to a kitchen to a bathroom and multitask that piece of furniture.
Absolutely. And there's some really fun people that I follow on Instagram and YouTube that, you know, there's recycling, there's repurposing, and then they call it upcycling, where they're taking something old and making it so beautiful that you actually make it more valuable than the original piece.
Ooh, like what?
And, oh my gosh, you can get old dressers, and you can, there's so much cool stuff, I wouldn't even know where to start, but really the online resources of upcycling and doing some additional work to these like old dressers and old bed frames and old desks and side tables. I mean, you can get online for days and days and days and just get so many ideas, but it's just, there's just almost no reason to buy brand new furniture if you have furniture in your house, because you can really change things around with a little bit of work.
Now, one of my favorite things in a house is to take an old dresser and use it as a vanity in a bathroom. I think it gives so much character. And then
I love that.
Yeah. It's just, you know, and the drawers become very useful, or the cabinet becomes very useful, but it just adds so much character in the bathroom to use an old dresser.
Yeah, I love stuff like that. We get so used to doing the same thing because it's just normal and it kind of becomes standard. And then you see somebody do something like that. We're like, hey, I just don't need normal square cabinets. Maybe I'll put a mid-century modern dresser and put a sink in the top, and it's got the cool rounded legs, and it gives the bathroom a whole new feel, you
okay.
know, because...
Be honest with us, Brett. Have you ever gone dumpster diving?
Yes. I have.
What did you come out? What did you come out with?
For food. What are we talking about here?
For furniture, for anything to use in a house.
Absolutely. I used to have a workshop in Austin, and I had. It's amazing what you can find at estate sales and garage sales, or just driving by and seeing stuff on the curb. So, being a carpenter, I kind of see them as pieces of wood that I can use,
mm-hmm.
and so I have a whole lot of just cut up old pieces of furniture. Just a whole stack. It looks like a junkyard.
A graveyard of furniture.
It is, but I'll get to it one day when I have the time.
Excellent. Well, you've been a wonderful guest, and I can't wait to see you September the 7th through the 9th at the Cobb Galleria Center for the 35th Annual Fall Atlanta Home Show. He's going to be speaking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And where can we follow you besides Trading Spaces on TLC? Where can we follow you on social media?
Just on Instagram, and you can contact me directly there. So it's just my name, Brett Tutor, T-U-T-O-R. And I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. And then for everybody in Atlanta, come out September 7th through the 9th at the Fall Atlanta Home Show and bring your questions. I have people come and bring photos and show me things on their phone of things that they're doing at their own home or different ideas. So come out. I don't want to just go out there and talk about myself. I want to talk to you guys and see what you guys got going on in your own home. So come out and hang out with me.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Brett.
Thanks, Belinda.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the PGA Tour of Championships. Stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
I'm here with Allison Fillmore. She's the Executive Director of Tour Championship that's taking place at Eastlake Golf Club September the 19th through the 23rd. Now, Allison, there's a lot of buzz about the 1904 Club this year. My listeners have heard me talk to Kevin Rathburn and other chefs about it, but I want to hear what you have to say that makes this so special to listeners.
You know, this club is the ultra most exclusive hospitality that we have at the Tour Championship. You know, our guests have really wanted something like this to really take care of their clients. So we created the 1904 Club. That is the first year that Eastlake was formed, and we named it after the club. And really, we're taking both restaurants inside of Eastlake and changing them to be an all-inclusive food and beverage experience, a fully seated dining experience in Kilties, which is in our ballroom, and it's going to be transformed with hardwood floors, beautiful furnishings, and the chefs are going to take their own spin on the dishes that they provide, and they're going to be different every single day. We're really excited about what these chefs are bringing to the table this year.
This is going to be so special. I think we have them hooked. So where can they get more information?
Going to tourchampionship.com, clicking on the 1904 Club on the top of the screen.
All right, you're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.